Women are three times more likely to develop multiple sclerosis, commonly known as MS, than men. So let's talk about it. And if you're a Black American, you could have a greater chance of developing progressive symptoms, according to the Multiple Sclerosis Association of America. So let's talk about it. A new PSA, raising awareness of MS in the Black community, encouraging Black Americans to advocate for their health. So we talk to you. Let me introduce you, poet Azur Antoinette. Good morning to you, Azur.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Welcome, Dr. Mitzi Joy Williams, MS specialist, neurologist to boot. Dr. Williams, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, here we go. Would you set our scene for us, Dr. Williams, talking about the symptoms of MS and a warning sign?
Absolutely. So MS is a disease of the immune system where the immune system attacks the nerves and results in certain symptoms, including loss of vision in one eye or the other eye, a problem called optic neuritis. People can also have numbness and tingling in the arms or in the legs, and they also can have difficulty with walking, whether their walking is off balance or they actually have weakness in the muscles. And I know that Azur had some of these symptoms as well.
Yes, Azur, if you would. Are you dubbed as the Maya Angelou of the millennial generation? That's a compliment with your work. Can you talk about your symptoms with MS?
Yes, thank you so much. As Dr. Williams said, it has been somewhat harrowing. Sometimes the symptoms have been simple, and sometimes they've been very, very difficult. But yes, the numbness, the dizziness, just cognition, falling asleep in movies. I was in my early 20s when this started. And it was in my late 20s when I finally got diagnosed. But some of them were so subtle and so simple, I just felt like something was wrong, but you can't see it. MS can sometimes be one of those invisible disabilities. It's not until there's a big precipice or some very large event that leads to the diagnosis. And sometimes you lose a lot of years in those times. And, with this campaign that we're doing with MoreToMS.com, we're hoping that we can cut down on that for Black Americans that are struggling with this disease.
Want to certainly discuss the campaign, but back to you, Dr. Williams. How does the MS experience for Black Americans differ?
Yeah, so there are a couple of key differences. First, we used to not think that MS occurred very commonly in Black Americans, but in recent years, we know that not only does MS occur in Black Americans, but the risk can be up to 47% higher in Black women. We also know that there can be differences in the way that people have their symptom onset, meaning some people have more visual loss and difficulty walking. And we also know that there are studies suggesting that there is more disability and more progression of disease over time. So it's even more important that we get ahead of it and that we diagnose and treat people as early as possible to try to prevent disability in the long term.
Thank you. There is a new public service announcement raising awareness of MS. Would you talk about this, please?
Yes, we have just launched an incredible documentary that I'm very, very proud of. And you can find that today on MoreToMS.com. It is just telling some beautiful stories of MS patients and survivors and warriors living all over the United States, Black Americans that are just sharing their stories about how they live with this debilitating disease and how they're not only living with it, but they're thriving with it. Dr. Williams is in there sharing her incredible experience about being a practitioner in this space and helping us through our journey and our daily battles, talking with us about how we're just getting through our daily spaces and how to be better advocates for our health and our activities. And so it's very important for America to understand that this is a disease that is crippling the Black community, that this is a disease that is disproportionately taking out quite a few in the population. So, the way to combat this, the way to combat these things, especially in the autoimmune space, is for awareness and representation. And in the Black space, in Black health, in Black advocacy, I am a huge ambassador for DEI, for arts advocacy. And it was so important for me to get involved in this because MS has been something that almost ruined my life. But understanding what this is, understanding the power of education and the power of visibility has not only changed my understanding of my experience, but it has shown me how strong it can be to find the community around that is also living and thriving inside of this as well. So go to MoreToMS.com. I cannot wait to share this with the world and for so many people to learn so much more about the amazing stories that are happening inside of this campaign.
So, Zuhra Antoinette, you one of the featured, of course, commissioned poet, entrepreneur, founder and CEO of Teller Creative Group, in addition to you, Dr. Mitzi Joy Williams, neurologist, MS specialist, and I know your book is very important in addition to Joy Life Wellness Group, Multiple Sclerosis Center. Doctor, if you would, Williams, as we look to say goodbye, what is your advice for patients on advocating for their health?
Absolutely. You know, I have a lot of advice, but to keep it brief, you are your own best advocate. And so I think that it's important for people to feel empowered and know that if you are having symptoms and you don't have a diagnosis, it is okay to seek a second opinion, that it's okay to make sure that you have a healthcare team that you can trust and that you can really walk on this journey with MS, because it really is a lifelong journey and you need folks around you that can support you and help you to adjust your treatment plan if it's working or if it's not working. And I think it's also important for people to connect to the MS community. Wonderful people like Azure, who are advocates within the community, can offer a lot of wisdom and help for those who may be just starting out their journey or at different milestones. And so important to connect to that community, important to check out this great documentary at moretoms.com, and know that you are your own best advocate and you can take control of your health with MS.
Well, thank you, Dr. Mitzi Joy Williams. Keep on doing your good work. Again, your book is out that does touch on the topic of MS. And, well, I understand you should keep singing, too. Something you do in your spare time?
I do.
Yay. All right. Take care to you. And Azure, thank you for you, your TEDx work, and certainly your work advocating for you and yours. One more time, that website is?
MoreToMS.com.
I knew we'd get it in unison. MoreToMS.com. Ladies, thank you very much. Take care.